Speak, Lord, for kids.
Genesis chapter 5, verses 25 through 32. After Methuselah was 187 years old, he had a son named Lamech. After Lamech was born, Methuselah lived 782 years and had other sons and daughters. So Methuselah lived a total of 969 years. Then he died. When Lamech was 182 years old, he had a son. Lamech named his son Noah. Lamech said, "We work very hard as farmers because God cursed the ground, but Noah will bring us rest." After Noah was born, Lamech lived 595 years and had other sons and daughters. So Lamech lived a total of 777 years when he died. After Noah was 500 years old, he had sons named Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I decided I wanted to talk about the story of Noah because I like that story. But we started to talk about Noah's dad, his grandpa, and his great-grandpa because they lived a really long time. Noah's grandpa was named Methuselah, and he lived longer than anyone else. He lived 969 years. And when Noah had his sons, he was 500 years old. People don't live that long anymore. In Genesis chapter 6, it tells us that God will only let people live to be 120 years old. But it reminds us that we were created to live forever. And the more we live in this world of sin, the less healthy we get. But after Jesus comes and takes us home, we won't just live 900 years. We'll live forever.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org
and at pastorbrianrogers.com.
Let's grow with Jesus.